good.
Here we go.
Did you dig in?
No. Lexi, I see you in your room, and I see you just looking up into, just kind of in the air, and I see the nations just dancing before you, and I see you just picking nations right out of the air, and the Lord says, pick the nation. You're called to nations, but pick the nations that you want, and I will give them to you as your inheritance, says the Lord. The Lord has put in you a desire for the nations, that as you continue to grow, it's going to begin to birth more and more strong in your heart. But God says, choose your nations, and I will give it to you as your inheritance. Begin to choose, begin to pray into them, even right now, says the Lord. As you begin to pray, you're going to begin to be sowing spiritual seed into the nations. And the Lord says, it's not going to be long before you actually get launched into the nations. I see short-term mission trips. You're going to begin to experience different cultures. God has put a sensitivity to cultures in your heart. But I just see you in your room, just the nations dancing before you. And the Lord says, take your pick. Choose the nations. I will give them to you as your inheritance, says the Lord. I see you as one having great compassion. One who hates injustice. One who hates to see children suffering. I see you, one, stretching out your hand like Mother Teresa, bringing them in your arms. I see healing coming out of the place of compassion. God says he's going to break your heart with his heart. God's going to begin to reveal his heart to you, and it's going to break your heart because you're going to know how his heart is broken. And I see just compassion flowing out of you. I see healing coming out of a place of compassion. It's not like you need a healing gift, quote unquote, because a healing will come like Jesus. You'll be moved with compassion that people can't help but be healed because your heart for them. God's going to put some special people in your life. But God's all, I see some red flags going up. Say, be careful, because not everybody that comes to you is who they say they are. Be very careful and wise how you choose your friends. Many are those who will want to lead you astray. God says, when you surrender your heart to me, he's going to reveal to you, and you will know who are the true ones. Don't go for the now, what others can promise. You will know them by their fruits, says the Lord. But God's going to give you a special discernment to know which ones are which. But I see red flags. Lexi, be careful. Not all that glitters is gold. Not all those who say that are actually. This is not a time to have friends or pick friends, but to make a wise investment in eternal relationships, because they're the ones who are going to help you along the way, lifting you up into the call God has on your life, says the Lord.
Pastor Derek, you're next.
Lexi's waiting for a word.